History Con stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A Dover man now faces charges of possessing heroin with intent to sell following an investigation by a New York State Police Violent Gang and Narcotics Enforcement Team. Brian Lashom, 47, charged with third-degree criminal possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell, a felony. Police acting on a search warrant for a basement apartment on Mill Street in Dover on Friday, police found Lashbaum in possession of 50 decks worth of heroin. He was arraigned in town of Amenia Court and placed in Dutchess County Jail without bail. Meanwhile, a New York State Police investigation into the unlawful sale of alcohol to minors resulted in the arrest of employees at a Dutchess County gas station and a mini-mart. New York State Police conducted a plainclothes check of 16 Dutchess retail locations on Saturday, April 27th, ensuring compliance with the state alcohol beverage control law, crackdown on underage drinking. An employee of Family Quick Stop located at 8 West Main Street, Pauling, and an employee of the Shell gas station at 5:30 343 and Amenia were charged with misdemeanors, prohibited sale of an alcoholic beverage, according to police. The Family Quick Stop employee was a 22-year-old man, while the Shell Station employee in Amenia was a 35-year-old man. The other 14 stores that were checked were in Millerton, Amenia, Dover, and Pauling, were in compliance with the state law. Special planning and zoning meeting in Salisbury, 4:30, upstairs meeting room of Salisbury Town Hall. Planning board meeting is coming up for Ankrum at 7 p.m. John Richard Jack Murtaugh passed away April 25th at St. Francis Hospital after a brief illness. The husband of Deborah Lee Murtaugh, besides his wife, Jack is survived by his six children, Brian and wife TJ of Sharon, Scott of Torrington, Melissa and husband George of Kent, Jason and wife Hillary of Cohoes, New York, Jeff of Torrington, Connecticut, Matt of Canaan, Connecticut, his eight grandchildren, Lauren, Robert, Cameron, Danielle, Sabrina, Brooke, Caden, and Emma. He's also survived by his many brothers and sisters in the Sharon Fire and Ambulance Department. Calling hours will be held at the Sharon Firehouse on Friday, May 3rd, from 4 till 8 p.m. A massive Christian burial will be celebrated at St. Bernard's Catholic Church in Sharon on Saturday, May 4th at 11. Memorial contributions can be made to the Sharon Fire Department and or the Sharon Volunteer Ambulance Squad. P.O. Box 357 Sharon 06069, Kenny Funeral Home in Sharon, has care of the arrangements. Budget hearing on Friday at 7 o'clock at Kent Town Hall will be followed by a special town meeting with appropriation for the Kent streetscape improvements. By the way, the referendum vote on that will be May 17th in the town of Kent. Theater Fest at St. James Place in Great Barrington runs May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. New and original works by local and emerging playwrights. More information is available at 413-717-9219. There's a lot going on. It's supported by the Mass Cultural Art Week 2019. More information is available at stjamesplace.org. Viva La Femme, an evening of pampered indulgence, happens Friday, 5:30 till 9 p.m. at the Canaan, Connecticut VFW. All proceeds benefit AHA and Camp AHA at the North Canaan Elementary School. More information is available by calling 860-542-4030. Tickets are available at the door, but you can get them in advance and save yourself $5. The 34th Annual Sharon Classic Road Race and Family Festival to benefit Sharon Daycare happens Saturday, 9 until noon at the Sharon Town Green. Kids have a fun run, age 2 to 4 and 5 to 7, a not-quite-a-mile run for ages 7 through 12. And, of course, the big race for everybody else. More information is available at SharonClassic.org. Art at the Dump in Cornwall is on May 4th and 5th in the sand shed at the transfer station on Route 4. Artists will be displaying their works on Saturday. You're invited to bring your art there. There's no entry fee. 30% of the sales go to the Art Garage at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, unless otherwise designated. The show opens to the public at 10 a.m., goes to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Sunday hours are from 10 until noon. Copake Grange will celebrate its place in the National Register. That distinction of being commemorated at the Copake Grange will happen on Saturday at 11 a.m. At that time, a marker funded by the William G. Pomeroy Foundation will be unveiled. New York State Senator Afine Jordan and Assemblymember Dede Barrett will both be on hand to mark the occasion. Ankrumdale Presbyterian Church is holding a chicken barbecue on Saturday. Takeout only, $15. Pickup between 4:30 and 6 p.m. Kentucky Derby Special, put on by the Salisbury Rotary and Canaan Exchange Clubs, will happen on Saturday. And that happens at Noble Horizons, Cobble Road in Salisbury. The doors open at 4:30. Tickets are $25 per person in advance, $30 at the door. Tickets available from any Exchange Club or Rotary Club member. More information is available at 860-362-5005. Alexander Hushlov cello and Andreas Rosa on piano, a free and open concert at the Hotchkiss School, Esther Eastman Music Center on Saturday at 7 p.m. Boy Scout Troop 8 is holding its annual Run to the Hills on Sunday. All races start and finish at the Sawkill Firehouse. Water stops on the 5K, 10K course. See course routes at the website. By the way, more information is available at troop0008.org/R2H. Well, the final benefit brunch coming up at the Interlaken this coming Sunday will support the Foreign Travel Club at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. More information is available at 860-435-9878. Salisbury Congregational Church and Norfolk United Congregational Church present Elijah with the Salisbury Festival Chorus and the Salisbury Sinfonietta, Jack Bowman conductor. It'll be held on Sunday at 3 o'clock at Salisbury Congregational Church. No charge. Donations are appreciated. Meanwhile, Gospel Fest happens on Sunday at the Elfers Hall at the Esther Eastman Music Center at Hotchkiss School. Gospel choirs of Hotchkiss School will host the Gospel Fest, now in its 18th year. All are welcome. Gospel choirs from other boarding schools include Westover, South Kent, and Miss Porter schools will also perform, along with the Litchfield Congregational Youth Choir. More information, hotchkiss.org/arts. At the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon on May 5th, inside the Supreme Court, Who's Next? What's Next? A talk by Stephen Wormia. That is at 4 p.m. on Sunday. Also on Sunday, the Christ Church Episcopal in Sharon sends Springtime Together at 4 p.m. Christ Church, the youngest singers of the chorus, Angelicus, and Berkshire Children's Choirs will be performing. No tickets are necessary. A free will donation will be taken. Renowned Mexican guitarist Gil Gutierrez will play at St. John's Episcopal Church in Salisbury on Sunday at 7 p.m. Cinco de Mayo. His friend Bob Stern, a violinist, will also be performing. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 162.77 to 26,430.14. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 8,049.64 and the S&P 500 at 2,923.73. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.